Good morning. We continue with our study of Masechta Kinim. We are in the second parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Now that we understand when we have a bird that goes from one group to another one, and when it is a non-designated, in other words, we don't know which birds, the birds that are supposed to be Olos and Chatos have not been identified, but we do know that they are owned. So we have to go ahead and passel. We have to passel a bird in each group when they're equal numbers. What happens if the numbers are unequal? L'zu achas, l'zu shayim, l'zu shalosh, l'zu arba, l'zu chamish, l'zu sheish. What if I have four people that are five people, six people of different amounts? One person's bringing one pair of birds. One's bringing two pair of birds. One's bringing three pair. One bringing four pair. One five pair. One six pair. L'zu Sheva, and one's bringing seven pairs. Sepachman Arishon Lishnia. If you have a bird that flies from the group into that had the two pairs, now you have five birds instead of four, right? Velashlishis, and then one bird goes from the five birds into the group that was previously six birds. Each time a bird moves, and then vechazer, and then the birds move back. So posel echad balichasa v'echad b'chaziraso. Each bird invalidates one bird in the group that it flies into, and one from where it flew from when it goes back and then back. Harishon v'ashniya ein lem klun. So now, as a result, the first group and the second group don't have any kosher birds left. Hashlishis yesh ba'achas, harviyis yesh l'shtayim, hachamishis yesh l'shalosh, hashishis yesh arba, hashiviyis yesh l'sheish. Each one. Loses birds as a result. So the first two, you've ruined the pairs of birds. You don't have any kosher birds to bring. Parach v'chazar, what happens if it goes back again? Suppose ha'achas balichasa ba'achas b'chaziroso. It goes ahead and ruins the birds again through another pair, right? And as a result, what happens? Hashlish sarvis ein lem klum. Now all of a sudden the second and the third, the third group and the fourth group don't have any left, because after the first back and forth from the birds, so they lost, and they were down to one and two. Hachamishis yesh la'achas, the one that originally had five pairs of birds now only has one kosher pair. Hashishis yesh la'shtayim, hashishis yesh la'chamish. Parach v'chazer, if it goes back again, posalachas balichas v'chazer aso, hachamishis hashishis ein la'klum, hashishis yesh la'arba, right? Now you've knocked everything off, and v'yishomer hashishis lo yisid la'klum. And there are those who argue that the seventh group didn't lose anything more but through the extra flight. Why is that? All the other groups are now no good, and so therefore it won't ruin any other karbanos. Right, if a bird from the ones that have to be left to die fly into any of the groups, now all of a sudden the bird doesn't have a status, and therefore if it flies back into any of the valid groups of birds, right, as a result, then they all have to be left to die, because there's a bird in there who is not allowed to be a carbon anymore. And now once we deal about what we do with it's undesignated, what if it's pre-designated? What if I have a pair of birds? Well, one is a chata, so one is an ola. Kan stuma, but kan mufreshes, right? What if I have one pair of birds, they are not designated? I know that they're supposed to be brought, but I don't know which one's going to be the chatas, which one is going to be the ola. And then I have another one where it was pre-designated. So parchman astum alim mufreshes. What if I have a bird that goes from the undesignated to the designated? Yikach zuk sheni. Then the owner takes an additional bird for the second bird of the undesignated, and then we deal with it. Now chazar o parchman am mufreshes rishon. Right? What happens if it goes back? Right? What if it flies back from the mixture into the undesignated pair? Or that it flew from the designated first? Harikulon Yamusu. So since you can't designate what's what, all the birds have to be left to die. And that's a crazy, crazy situation. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with this very, very exciting Masechta as we quickly move our way through Kinim towards the end of Masechta Kinim and the end of Seder Kachim. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.